A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Jesus and his disciples, James and John, left the synagogue and went straight to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever, and as soon as Jesus arrived, he was told about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. After the sun had set and evening had come, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had demons. All the people of the town gathered in front of the house. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. He would not let the demons say anything because they knew who he was. Very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house. He went out of the town to a lonely place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went out searching for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus answered, "We must go on to the other villages around here. I have to preach in them also, because that is why I came." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. On New Year's Eve, a number of us gathered together to pray and give thanks for the blessings of the year about to finish. The scripture passage we chose came from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. This was the first reading for New Year's Day. In this reading, you probably know, there is a most beautiful blessing. May God's countenance shine upon you. May God uncover his face, be gracious to you, and give you peace. Now, as we absorb this blessing and shared our reflections, we spoke about the ways in which we experience the gaze, the face of God in Jesus, shining upon us. It seemed we tended to remember those times when we actually experienced being held in the gaze of God through the love and compassion of another. Today's gospel reading, like so many others, takes us into the heart of this mystery of God's gracious gaze upon us in Jesus, the Word incarnate. When we read the gospel, we can ask ourselves, what is happening here? Or, what is really happening? In other words, we can read or hear the reading on a number of levels. What is happening usually relates to the text, the characters involved, and the time when it happened. What is really happening relates to what God is revealing in our lives as we allow the gaze and grace of Jesus to touch us and heal us. So as we look at Jesus in today's gospel, we ask those questions. What is happening? What is really happening? Jesus has been baptized and proclaimed as God's Son, the Beloved, the one on whom God's favor rests. Now he is in the synagogue with his disciples, where he has been teaching with authority, causing those who were listening to be amazed. He leaves the synagogue and goes to the home of Simon and Andrew, where Simon's mother-in-law is in bed, sick with a fever. Jesus goes to her, takes her by the hand, and helps her up, and the fever leaves. So this is what is happening, and Simon's mother-in-law begins to wait on them. Now, as we contemplate this scene deeper in prayer, the gaze, the grace of God takes us into what is really happening. We realize that Jesus is taking us by the hand, healing us of our fever, raising us up so that we too can wait on others in loving service. You see, when we allow ourselves to be gazed upon with love and touched with compassion, we are transformed. Like the people who listened to Jesus teaching with authority, we too are amazed. Perhaps I'm suffering from a fever of intolerance, of judgment, of hardness of heart. I allow Jesus to gaze into my heart, to touch me, and I find I am free to rise up and to think differently. I am being called to think lovingly of others and act towards them with healing compassion. In the text of today's Gospel, Jesus goes on to heal many who are sick with all kinds of diseases. At a deeper level, Jesus is inviting you and me who are listening to engage in his ministry of healing. When we listen to the stories of others, gaze lovingly without judgment, touch their hearts and spirits with God's tender love, they too can rise up and be healed. And finally, in today's Gospel, we see Jesus leaving the house before dawn and going to a lonely place to pray, to be in communion with his Abba, his Father. Again, what is really happening is that we see all that Jesus does is coming from his relationship with his Father. In communion with his Abba, Jesus receives the gaze of love, the grace which touches his whole being, setting him ablaze. This love is so tangible that the text goes on to tell us everyone was looking for him. The attraction and magnetism of his goodness comes from his oneness within the Trinity. This is the Son of God, the Son of Mary become flesh. Of course everyone wants to be in his company. So what about us? What is really happening in our lives as we enter into 2017? Perhaps our lives may seem meaningless as we can no longer do what once we did with ease. Our bodies may have grown weary through sickness, age, debilitating pain. Let us look at the deeper level and hear the call to be one with our God who is transforming us. After all, at the deeper level, it is not what we are doing, but rather it is all about what we allow our God to be in and through us as we accept the Word made flesh in our bodies. God continues to gaze on us no matter what is happening on the exterior. God gazes with love into the depths of our being, and how incredibly grateful we can be for this gaze, this grace. Amen.